the world turned against me and deserted me. You took me high to a place where the pain ends. Show me life beyond the tears and adversity. And now I thank you. Yes, I thank you. Appreciate the love and guidance that you've given me. The Lord sent you and appointed you to always guide and protect and look over me. When I was down on my knees with nowhere to go, you picked me up and showed me how to love my enemies. When I was falling in the fire close to hell below, you held me close and introduced me to affinity. May God exalt you and be the wind beneath your wings, but keep you with me while I'm dealing with my lower self. You in the company of cherubim and seraphim, but to the Most High alone do we ask for help. Security. And when the Lord told you bow down, you did so. After the storm, I see the rainbow and the purity. Instead of dying, I'd have found something to live for. Cause you're my angel now. This life is so painful now. I'm willing and I'm able now. I see why you wear your halo now. May God exalt you and be the wind beneath your wings. But keep you with me while I'm dealing with my lower self. You in the company of cherubim and seraphim. But to the Most High alone do we ask for help.
And blessings, family. This is Healer Offset Maryam Ali, and we are here. It is November 1st. It's November 1st. If you are not surprised that it is November 1st, you have been living in a rock by yourself completely and totally. Before we even get started, I want to take a moment to thank the Creator, the Most High, the God of your understanding, God of my understanding, the law, and ensuring that we are grateful for being in this moment, for being alive. You don't understand how important that is to me right now, but just ensuring that you're giving thanks and you are living to your fullest capacity and ensuring that we are being the vessels that we need to be. So all praise, all glory given to the Most High. Thanking our ancestors for paving the way of the work that we all have decided to do, and really decided to accept the mission, whatever the Creator has placed upon you. You are able to identify with particular ancestors and having a resource in knowing where and how to move forward. And also give thanks to one another. You are here for a reason. You need to hear this message. I need to give this message. I probably need to hear it as well. And ensuring that we are all playing our parts. It is very important that we understand the order of the universe and respect that order of the universe. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You just heard, hey, Angel, Don Blas. This is a very, very, very humbling time for me. If some of you know that what I endured the past couple of weeks, and I'm so thankful for everyone who has poured their love and support. I've had people bring groceries, offer to bring groceries, offer to come and cook, offer to do, and just that support is so valued and appreciated. And I promise I am back stronger and ready to fulfill properly and things begin to just unfold. And this is one of them. So we are going to talk about the rest of the year, before I even get started, the rest of the year, every Tuesday, this show will be Women Empowerment. It's We with Healer Asset Miriam Ali, W-E, Women Empowerment. And this is our sisterhood show. This is the sisterhood show that I intend, and my goal is to empower as many women as possible, not just through myself, but through other women. And I'm honored that tonight we are going to be very clear about what women empowerment is and what it is not, and how we are going to proceed from here on out. And then we are going to have some amazing guests for the rest of the year. Next week we have such an incredible soul. You will meet her. You will get to support her work and her efforts. More than anything, I'm honored to call this young woman a sister of mine, and I intend on being a huge resource in as many ways as I can for her in her journey. But her name is Celeste Ma'at, and she is just a beautiful, beautiful being who is doing some beautiful work. And to see blossoming happening is something that is so incredible, and we'll talk about that order and what the order is and how we give back and how we ensure we don't fail the next generation within women empowerment. The following week on the 15th, we will have Tiffany Bowden, and she is an amazing entrepreneurial spirit, very, very dear sister of mine. Conflicts in her, she'll be talking about sisters with businesses and what it means to be a sister with a business and a successful business at that. You guys are very familiar with Lori Angel Price with Derma Petite. She's a dear sister of mine as well. I am the international ambassador for Derma Petite. But we are going to talk about conflicts within the sisterhood and how do we deal with that. We're going to bring Celeste back on the 29th and sharing what living versus surviving is. And you'll hear next week how her services and why I wanted to bring her back for living versus surviving, because it has a lot to do with our wounds within sisterhood, and she does a lot of womb work. Respect in the image of femininity with Sister Genevieve Fogel. She's a successful entrepreneur. She's an author out of New York. A fitness trainer. She's just incredible in her, and she is a strong Black image, and she pushes the limits. And we are going to talk about what is respect in the image of femininity. Self-confidence with another sister of mine. Her name is Samantha Halliburton. She's a successful lawyer who has been, we've been supporting each other for years. Respecting order. We're going to talk about that order. You will hear us discussing the order, but I'm going to bring my sister Shelly Allen in on the 20th of December to talk about that order. And then we are going to end the year with my sister Royalty Blend. She makes teas, and she does just wonderful work, but she is all about love, and we're going to talk about loving our men to end out 2016 and really ensuring that we understand that woman empowerment, it's a full circle. It all comes full circle, and we don't want to get that twisted. So in getting into what the clarity of what woman empowerment really means, and you know, if you follow my work, I'm firm on saying I do not like to define womanhood with one definition. I think it's impossible to do that. I think every woman individually brings something within herself. And brothers, as much as we are honored that you were with us on Tuesday shows, please know this is specifically for women. It's called Women Empowerment. It's for the sisters. And it's the women need to do the work with the women. And we respect that the men need to do the work with the men. There's no need for, and if you're going to listen, if you're going to honor being able to be a fly on the wall when it comes to this sisterhood show and the woman empowerment show, please honor and respect that you can, there's no room for you to take anything personal, brothers. There's no room for you to interject. And if you do call in and want to comment, the only thing that we need is support. The only thing that we need is celebration. The only thing that we need, because when we're doing our sisterhood work, this is specifically for the sisters. Do the brotherhood work. You know what I mean? Like, do the brotherhood work. But to be clear, we want to, first, I want to define what empowerment means, all right? So the definition of empowerment is to give power or authority to authorize legally or officially, and to enable. The second definition is to enable or permit, all right? So when we say women empowerment, really what we are saying is that the women are taking the authority of their womanhood. The women are taking the power of their womanhood. The women are authorizing their own womanhood. The women are enabling their own womanhood. The women are permitting their own womanhood. You are going to hear so much in through these shows, so much talk about order, all right? And one of the biggest things within womanhood right now is that there are so many non-women defining womanhood. And I'm saying this very clearly. There are so many non-women defining womanhood. That does not include just men, all right? We are now dealing with a new level of who do you think you are to tell me what my womanhood is, and that's the transgender community. I'm going to say some things that might be a little uncomfortable, but in order for empowerment to happen, we have to deal in truth, right? Transgender community, this is in no way, shape, or form a disrespect or a dishonor. It simply is, be transgender. Be who you are without imposing or trying to take woman power or the authority of womanhood or the authorization of womanhood away from the women. You see? No. You're not a woman. You're not a woman. And with the same, and in the same token, what you choose to be, to you be your way, to me be mine, but do not say that you are me and in attempt. Because see, now it's, before it was about men trying to define what a woman should be. The only thing that a man can do in terms of defining womanhood is to define what they desire. That's all they can do. They can't define womanhood. They cannot, and such is true for women. We cannot define manhood. We cannot define, we can define what we desire out of men. We can define what we are what we admire about manhood, but we cannot define manhood. To be a man is something that within womanhood should not even be on our radar. All right. And there is a lot of misconceptions and confusion when it comes to empowerment of women, and there's a disassociation to manhood for some reason, and it is received as if me being empowered in my womanhood means that I am trying to be a man. The two don't exist. It's like saying it's non-comparable. There's nothing you can compare. Me being empowered, me having the authority, me having the authorization, me permitting and enabling my womanhood has nothing to do with your manhood, has nothing to do with your transgenderhood, you see. So the first thing is that we must understand when we say woman empowerment, we are in no way, shape, or form competing with non-women. All right, there's no need to do that. We are trying to restore order in womanhood, because see, womanhood is so it's in such an illusion right now that we have non-women masquerading as if they are women being killed because of that. We have non-women, all right? Because, see, womanhood isn't defined by dress, makeup, cosmetic surgery. Those things don't define womanhood. So most times what is going to define womanhood are internal things that happen within being a woman. Because, see, a little girl is not womanhood. That's little girl. You see what I'm saying? There's development even in becoming a woman and accepting and being able to have the authorization, being able to have the power, being able to have the permit, being able to enable your womanhood. There's a process in even just being born a girl, right? So it gets, we need to cut the fat and get to the juicy. We need to cut the unnecessary and be very clear when we're saying empowerment. Now, again, there is in no way, shape, or form, is there any room for judgment or anything like that. We're not saying that. What you do is what you do. We're saying we're dealing with womanhood. We're talking about wombs. We're talking about cycles. We're talking about natural tender breath. We're talking about an empathy, a compassion, an intuition that you can't teach. You can't get surgery to womanhood. You cannot begin to walk a certain way and say you encompass womanhood. No, that's not how that works. You can put on an aesthetic. You know, yesterday was Halloween. You can dress up. You can do all of that. But stand in what you are. That's the first thing. Womanhood is not to be in competition with manhood. First and foremost, it has nothing to do with manhood. It balances it, but to empower womanhood has nothing to give the authorization as a woman to your own womanhood. It has nothing to do with man. Nothing, because they don't give that to you. It is about you connecting with your creator and ensuring that you are clear about who you are as a woman and that you are giving the permission to yourself to enable your womanhood. And that's empowering to say, I am a woman and I don't want to be anything else, right? So we are going, so that is the first and foremost thing, is that you must understand that there is no competition. These transgender folks are going to have folks confused. They're getting killed because they are mimicking womanhood. That's not womanhood. That's not womanhood. And because we are empowered and because we are in a position where we say we want to authorize our own, we want to honor our womanhood, because if we don't have a man, if our husbands die, if whatever, our womanhood still has to stand. And that's the connection with our creator. And so this is where we are. That is the first clarity, that woman empowerment has nothing to do to be in competition with manhood. And if a show has nothing to do with transgenderism, be that on your own. But stop calling yourself me. You can't give birth. You can't. Period. That's a part of this. You don't know what it feels like to have a cycle. You don't understand the empowerment. See, when we begin to get back to our roots and our understanding that even our cycle, we have been so far removed from our divine femininity, so far removed from our womanhood, that we will have people tell us our cycles are not are a burden. And it's not. This is a cycle of a clock that is, if you were really in tune, it is in tune with the lunar clock. How in the world can you say? We that's a whole nother show. We are going to empower our womanhood so that we understand nothing about being a woman is negative. Nothing about being a woman is demeaning. Nothing about being a woman is something to be pitied, right? Nowhere does our creator instruct us that women are so ill and so foul and so, no, mistakes were made. It's both men and women. And for the women empowerment, the only way that we can begin to get the order back into womanhood, to begin to really honor the role of being a woman, is to ensure we empower ourselves within ourselves, and that's through the connection with our Creator. All right, so that's the first thing. We're not competing with men. So brothers who listen, we thank you and we love you, and we are so honored that you are here to celebrate that you see productive sisterhood happening. Now, I am going to be honest and raise my hand and say that I know sisters, there are sisterhoods that are committed to bashing other sisterhoods and committed to bashing men. This is not what we do here. And if you have followed my work for years, by the way, next month is going to be 7 years on the air. But if you have followed the work that we have done here, see, I didn't get on the radio because I had this great idea. The sisterhood instructed me to get on the radio. The sisterhood said, I'll set this as your, this is the platform and you have to be the voice. This wasn't something that I just woke up and said, I'm going to do a radio show. This was a sisterhood. This was a collective with elder sisters, with sisters older than me, sisters my age, and sisters younger than me. So this was a collective understanding that the sisterhood needed this. And the first show that we started with was the sisterhood show. And so it's clear that there is an order. Here, we don't bash. First and foremost, we definitely do not bash our men. Absolutely no room for that. Just as we honor the men who don't bash us for saying we are honored to be a woman, right? There's no room for us to bash other sisterhoods because we're too busy doing work. See, there's things within the sisterhood, and for my sisters who are across the country, across the world, we have done elder funds. We have done so many things that we don't necessarily need an applause for, and we're not looking for that. We are looking for empowerment. We are looking for, sisters, if you want to get some healing and heal your womanhood, especially in this society, to get back to understanding that it is sacred to be a woman, that it is all right to say, I want to balance a man. You're not out of order because feminism, I get why when people see sisterhood or they see sisters doing sisterhood work, I completely understand, because there are so many attacks on positive imagery of sisterhood. There are so many attacks on, is it possible for women to really get along, to really be cool with each other? I'm a living testimony that it is. I'm a living testimony that, yes, there are conflicts that happen. And as you listen to the show, you've heard a show. I was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed conflicts in within the sisterhood, and we shared our own conflict. When Sister Lori comes on the show with Dharma Petit, we are going to actually share with you how we have had to deal with sisterhood conflicts. And it doesn't break productivity. It doesn't mean that we can't still function. And we have to get to that space. Women empowerment, this show is dedicated to truly, truly, truly giving femininity back to femininity. We need to allow the men to deal with the men. We don't have time to be worried about this man ain't doing this and my baby daddy and brothers ain't this and brothers. We don't have time for that because we are too consumed with doing our work. We don't have time to be monitoring what other sisterhoods are doing. And we know that there are other people monitoring our sisterhoods. We know that. And we know that they may be attempting to bash us. We're not naive. But do we really have time to put any energy into it? We don't. We have people in next generations that we have to continue to feed, and elders that we have to sit at their feet. And there are some things within the sisterhood that we don't share with everybody. We're not going to talk about everything on the radio show. We get that. We know that. There's sacred space. Just as And sisters, the only way that we can even truly honor what being empowered as a woman is to truly honor the importance of our men doing the same work. It has to be happening, and we have to be just as supportive. We are not about, never have been, never will be, about bashing our men. We celebrate our men, and we uplift our men, and we let them mind their business so that we can mind our business. There's no need for, I don't need to know what the brotherhood is doing. I just need to know and trust that they're balancing out what we are doing. And that's the true empowerment and the commitment that it is going to take for all of us, sisters, is to begin to uncondition ourselves from what we have been taught. Our mothers have instilled in us illnesses, our communities, media, our relationships. We have been instilled that it is impossible for us to be productive. And here at Women Empowerment, we vow to empower women independent of compromising empowerment for others. We should not, just because we are saying we are giving ourselves permission to fully submit into our womanhood, giving ourselves, we're not looking for someone to validate our womanhood. We're going to just go ahead and be wonderful, great women. We're just going to go ahead and do that. We make that choice. And we don't have to compromise any other group that is empowered. Now, what we won't tolerate is the attempt to compromise our womanhood and our empowerment, particularly the transgender community. And if you know, you guys have seen my blogs. You have seen me respond, you have seen, and I'm not really interested in what is politically correct. I'm interested in what is truth. I'm interested in ensuring that as uncomfortable as anybody may feel, myself included, if it's truth, it needs to be accepted, right? And so I don't need to belittle anybody. I don't have to bash anybody, and I don't have to compromise another empowerment from another group. But I am going to stand firm that women are women, and non-women need to let women just be women and call yourself what you are. You're a man or you're transgender. Call yourself that. Don't call yourself a woman. Women Empowerment is dedicated to introducing, implementing, and institutionalizing the importance of divine femininity and the balance that it serves in healing our women, our relationships, our children, our communities, and our world. Being a woman is real, right? And in the grace and the essence and the compassion and the patience, we have to get back to understanding it's all right to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? We will get, you know, especially those of us who are business women, right? We get caught up, and sometimes we can forget the importance of just being in tune with being a woman, just being in tune with being soft and soft does not mean weak, right? Compassionate does not mean weak. Being in tune with your emotions does not mean weak, right? We have associated, if we are really, really about empowerment, we understand the power of being a woman and balancing that to ensure the best results are reached. And it's in being able to balance that and being able to, now, and I, again, I'm not even suggesting that there is no such thing as womanhood in tune with their masculinity, because, again, if you have followed my work and if you have worked with me even, you know that I am very honest about saying I know I'm in tune with my masculine energy. That doesn't mean that I am trying to be a man. That doesn't mean that I am competing with manhood. That doesn't mean any of that. That means when it comes to particular things, I know where to insert this energy and where to exude another energy, right? And truly, when we are truly in harmony with ourselves, we understand, men included, for the brothers who are listening, men included, you understand that there is a a balance to masculine energy and feminine energy within all of us, within all of us, right? That doesn't mean that we are calling to our men to holler at them that I'm a stronger man than you are. Suffalot, never, never. It just means that I'm in tune with who I am. And I'm not going to belittle my emotions because I'm a woman. I don't need to be dealt with as a man because I'm a woman. Sisters, even within the sisterhood, we need to learn how to honor the order and the roles that we all have. Now, I am honored to be a part of the sisterhood that I am, right? The sisters that I rock with, we are clear. We have been doing this for years. So we can even gauge our energy level. We can even, you know, and there's even balance that comes with that. You know, sister Ma'at, she is a Cancer. She's a Cancer, and she is so, oh my gosh, she is so frilly and girly and, you know, just all of these things. And I have seen her aid sisters, including myself, I've seen her aid sisters in getting in tune with that. Now, nobody is extreme. She is on the spectrum with it, but I have seen her aid sisters in saying, yo, this is how to be soft. This is how it, because we have been conditioned that means weak, that we'll be taken advantage of. When we can get strong and trust our own empowerment, being a woman won't be a threat even to ourselves. We will understand that the Creator got us. We are safe. We can show up in full womanhood, in full femininity. There's no need for us to cower being a woman, because we trust that the universe is going to give us everything that we need. Everything that we need and the lessons that we need are going to be enforced. And if we're in tune, we'll be able to receive it so that we can continue to ascend and continue to please the Creator and continue to say, I want to be used in my womanhood, in my gifts. And if we can get back to that organic understanding, you know, there are natural laws and natural order that is going to take the sisters honoring first, not because anything other than when we allow our men to proceed in a way that is counterproductive to our own development of womanhood, and we begin to put our men before our Lord, before all of these things. That's idol worship. And it is very easy for sisters to fall into that because we are longing to balance our men, right? So I sympathize, but it is up to us to remember, because we can follow the lead, we can follow the head of our household into hell if we aren't clear about being empowered ourselves. There is nothing wrong. You know, we have even gotten caught up in saying, I ain't following no man. Ain't no man about to tell me nothing. All right, fine. Fine. But how are you truly empowered then? And that's always my question. I have always asked sisters who criticize how our sisterhood works and how we say, you know, we can be strong. We can be nothing about our womanhood. We can be in full blossom and nothing will be compromised when you're with the right man. So how in the world can you fully be empowered if you are not even going to allow a man to naturally be a man? Because you are so consumed. We have been conditioned. This isn't even natural. It's not even natural. And when we can begin to unpeel the layers of conditioning, the layers of slavery, I just watched 13th last night. And then on the last weekend, my husband took me to see, what's the Birth of a Nation, right? And when you know the history, when you know the history of how we have been pegged against one another, and then you go even deeper and you go even beyond the history of being brought here, and you see how far removed we are from our natural order, how can you not attempt to say, I know I'm conditioned. I know there's things that I'm going to have to unpeel. I'm going to have to unlayer. I'm going to have to rearrange. I have to go through rearrangements. And listen, in this country, in this condition, you will constantly, constantly be in rearrangement. You will constantly need to, for the rest of your journey on this, in this life, you will be rearranging, because the conditioning and the circumstance of how we are so out of order, all we can do is say, all right, I'm going to rearrange this. And you almost, and you have to allow yourself space and time and room and grace, right? Sister Celeste participated in Heart with us, and she said, you know, she coined this that we kind of kept, you know, you have to be gracious with yourself. You have to. It's all right that you, because a lot of times, sisters, what we have been broken from our womanhood is our things that have been embedded before we even got here. We're carrying genetic memories of our great-great-great-grandmothers being raped, right? We're carrying genetic memories that we don't know why we feel what we feel, and then the conditioning that we're dealing with. How are we not inspired to say, I am going to put in the work to empower my womanhood? Because truly, we are the first teachers. We are the first nurturers. We are the first. A baby comes out the womb and goes straight to the mother's breast, right? A mother is teaching. A mother is the nurturer. A mother is, what is wrong with that role? You will hear, you know, we have been on panels and other shows and done all of this work where sisters will reject the idea, I am more than a mother. Absolutely. So define your womanhood. Absolutely. So empower your womanhood. But you are out of order if you think that you should neglect your motherhood for the sake of whatever you're doing. No, no, no. Because it's again, let me read that mission. Let me read the mission to y'all one more time, just so that you're clear, that you're clear. We are dedicated to introducing, implementing, and institutionalizing the importance of divine femininity and the balance that it serves in healing our women, our relationships, our children, our communities, and our world. Home gotta be right. And before home is right, you gotta be right. You can't be motivated, and we all go through this, sisters. I'm not even in any way, shape, or form saying that it's not a process, that you have to get to understanding that. We all go through a period in time where we are trying to live up to what our men want, trying to live up to what our parents want, trying to live up to what we want our children to have because we didn't have. And we're living to a standard that everyone else has set for us, and we have compromised ourselves, and we have forgotten who we are. And then we go through a purge, right? Then we go, I chop my hair off. Like, I chop my hair off. I'm tired of being identified as this. We all go through something where we realize I can't live by what everyone else has defined my womanhood to be. And then once you take that power, once you begin to say, I'm going to be the authority of my own self, I am going to have the power of my own self so that I can enable and permit myself to fully submit to my creator to be who I need to be. See, when we give it to everyone else, at some point, the longer you wait, the further away you get from your creator, because it's idol worship. Whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your friends, whether it's your job, whether it becomes idol worship. You are living up to the definition of what everyone else has of you instead of asking the creator, what does the creator have of you? How should I use my womanhood, creator? Tell me how you want my vessel to be used. We've gotten so far removed from that because we've been conditioned, and it is intentional. That's what we need to understand. It has been intentional to keep the empowerment from the woman. It is. Because if we're empowered, see, the way that women work, I don't know about men, I'm not worried about men. The way that women work, the more we blossom, the more everyone around us blossoms. Because that's what nurturing does. The more I'm able to nurture, the more I'm able to give, the more I'm able to love, the more I'm able to be heard, the more I'm able to be supported, protected, provided for, the more I am going to give. That's why the old folks say, when you find a good woman, to the men, I've heard the old folks say this, when you find a good woman and you do her good, she will do you 20 times better. Because this is what we do. So when you're not empowering the woman, what are you doing? You're holding the community down, the home down, the children down, the men down, the woman down. See, we have to get out of the idea that being empowered in womanhood means that it's a compromise. No, it means everybody's going to blossom, right? Come on, yo, the lotus is going to go high and fly and wide. And we have to communicate to the non-women. I ain't even worried about the transgender. We have to communicate to our men that you're not compromising your manhood by ensuring I fully blossom. And we got to recondition our own thinking, because we even think that in order for us to blossom, I can't have no. I have women that I know personally and love to my core that will say, I can't be with no woman, with no man, because the more I'm empowered, the more he's going to try to control me. No, that has something to do with you. You're not effectively communicating your womanhood. And you can't keep blaming others for how you're being received. Ooh, I said, don't you be saying that stuff. It's the truth. It's the truth. At some point, you have to look in the mirror and say, why does everybody think that I think I'm bossy? Why does everybody think that I can't keep a man? Why does everybody? At some point, you have to reflect. You have to do self-reflection. And it doesn't mean... See, we, and even your own woman empowerment, you're not compromising yourself by effectively communicating, because you still have to allow people to choice. Some people are going to say, I'm not with that. And you don't have to accept it. Some people are going to say, I can fully accept who you are, sis, and how can I contribute? How can you contribute to me within the sisterhood? How can you show up within the sisterhood and say, this is what I bring? I want to be able to do A, B, C, and D. We have seen, and we were actually talking about this earlier, we were talking about the importance of showing up and being able to exchange. Being able to exchange. A lot of times when you rock in the sisterhood that I belong to, we will see sisters walk away because we're saying, well, what you going to bring? What you going to bring to the table? How can you help? How are you going to show up? And even when things are not as momentous or they're not as grand, or we're not putting a spotlight on everything that we're doing, even in the small things, a sister may just need to be able to get some clarity on why she's conditioned. Bring that. What are you bringing to the table? And then what are you able to take from the table to take home to make your home a better place? We have forgotten how to stick it out in our own womanhood. We have forgotten that we will subject ourselves to the definitions of what everyone else has made us to be, instead of going down to the creator. However you go to the creator, for me it's five times a day, but however you go to the creator and saying, how can I be effectively used to help and aid as many people as possible? Goodness gracious, we have a lot of people on the line tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody who's on the line. If you're on the line and you want to share, you have a comment, question, input, whatever you want to say, sisters, go ahead and press 1 and I'll get you in. And again, I appreciate everybody who is on the line. What a wonderful way to come back on the line. Y'all want to be here every single Tuesday because we have a guest for the rest of the year. And some of these sisters are going to be so divine that you are going to hear why they're a guest. 415, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Woo-wee, you on fire tonight. I just had to press 1 and tell you that you just, I was in the car driving back home, and I was clapping and yelling, and people was looking at me like, what's wrong? Crazy thing.
Yes, like, let me make sure
my phone is muted because I was just, you had me on fire. And for the womanhood guys, okay, I was on fire in the car. So I just had to chime in and let you know that I'm so glad that you're back. I cannot wait to do the show with you. And this conversation is definitely needed. It's necessary. So it is time. It's time for it. So.
Yes. And everyone who's on the line, this is Sister Lori Angel Price, the founder and creator of Derma Petite. As I mentioned earlier, I am honored to be an international ambassador for this line. And let me say, brothers, she has an incredible men's line called New Man that my hubby got to kind of get some taste testers before everybody, and he loves it, I love it, and y'all know I've been taking pictures and trying to do FaceTime with it all. I mean, Derma Petite is doing their thing, but she is going to come on, and we're going to talk about conflict in the sisterhood. But, you know, sis, I really want people to understand that even this show and the topics, you and I have had such deep conversations about the importance of all of these topics and how do how do we, you know, we always say, gosh, I wish our conversations could be recorded and shared because it's just always this empowerment thing. But I'm honored to be your sister and I can't wait till we talk
so
about it.
I'm honored to be a part of your life and I'm so honored to be on the same frequency as you. And that you resonate with my spirit. I'm so honored that this is my reality. I love you so much. So keep doing, keep following your heart and helping us to heal, helping us to, reminding us of who we are. You know, that's important.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I'm just a vessel, but thank you. Y'all better tune in. Let me make sure I give y'all the exact date that she will be on with us because you do not, oh my gosh, you do not want to miss this show. We have been kind of prepping this show probably for about 3 months to get, knowing that we wanted to get this show going because we've talked about it for months, the importance of how do we deal with conflict and the conflicts that we have seen within the sisterhood. But you will hear Sister Lori Angel Price with Derma Petite on November 22nd. So the show before Thanksgiving on that Tuesday, you want to make sure that you're here because we're going to talk about conflict and how we have had to deal with conflicts within the sisterhood. But sis, we got more callers. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. I love you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'll be listening.
All right. Anonymous, you are on the line. How may I help you? One, two, three. Anonymous, you're on the line. How may I help you? All right, we are going to keep it moving. Let me get some beautiful, beautiful announcements out. My husband was granted thousands of coats. When I say thousands, I really wish I was saying I was exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating whatsoever. We have thousands of coats. So if you are in the Denver area, please make note. November 12th at Masjid Shahada, located 2958 Downing Street, from 1 to 4 p.m. That's a Saturday. We will be giving away coats. We also have children's coats right now that if there are babies in need right now, please, please, please contact myself or Don Blas, Abdul Halim Ali, and we can get those, we can figure out how to get the coats to you. We will also be doing another coat giveaway that Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is the 26th of November at Second Chance Center. And that's off of Dayton and 16th. I don't know the exact address. I will have that for you next week, however. But please know that we have all of these coats that we need to give away. But more importantly, I am so excited that January 7th, we are bringing back our annual Rags to Redemption. And Rags to Redemption is an event that we do for people coming out of incarceration, rehab, hardships, period. And we gift them with coats. We gift them with suits. We ensure that they are empowered. So we are going to have three workshops of empowerment, a rearrangement workshop, things for getting them job ready, and just ensuring that they're walking away with as much empowerment as possible, as well as feeling good because they now have a suit and they're able to go in the world. And entrepreneurship will be also one of the workshops. And we're going to serve lunch. And this is January 7th. If you are involved in any way, we thank you. If you're volunteering, if you're coming in as a sponsor, if you're coming in to help men and women get to the events, if you are getting the word out, whatever you are doing, the overwhelming response and support has been so humbling, and we are just honored to be able to do this work. And really, my husband is out there doing most of the footwork, but we're blessed. We're blessed, and we want to continue to be used to continue to bless. So if you know anyone who needs a coat, please contact us. And or if you want to get involved, and if you would like to come in as a sponsor, if you would like to get involved and let the community know that you care and you want to see the support given to them, please contact me, 720-620-2316, or you can contact Don Blas, 303-388-5466. Oh, Lord, that was all of the announcements. And Daddy-Daughter Dance. How could I forget that? Daddy-Daughter Dance is now scheduled to February 25th. Tickets are still on sale. You can still make your move. Sponsorships are still available. We have gotten even more sponsors. And everything happens in divine timing. God is the creator and the best of all planners. And even though I went through something, I see how beautiful and why it was necessary. So all things are coming together. And if you want to get involved, please let us know. Now, back to finalizing our topic about woman empowerment. I really, really want everyone to please understand there has been so much confusion, and you know what, I had a realization probably about 4 months ago that I had been naive to sisterhoods that were misrepresenting sisterhood. Sister Lori, who just called in, was one of the sisters who kind of helped me see, like, nah, I said, not every sister is like you. Not every sister is like me. Not every sister is like us, and we are doing this work. And what you don't understand is that there are things that are countering the work that we're doing. I didn't even realize it because I'm too busy looking up. And so I want to really be clear what we are not. We are not a male-bashing group of women. Never have been, never will be. We tell the truth about the importance of us defining our own womanhood. We tell the truth about us saying that the women need to be doing the women's work with the women. We are very clear about that. But we are in no way, there's no need for us to, we want to balance our brothers. We want to see our brothers at their best. And we know the only way that they can be their best is if we are at our best. And the only way that we can be our best is if they are at their best. This is about balance. This is about ma'at. This is about bringing both of those sides, the yin and the yang, together to make the whole. This is not about a competition, as we have been conditioned to believe. And it for sure is not about knocking what men are doing. We definitely are not about kumbaya, and if you call yourself a woman, everybody gets to be a woman. Not here. It doesn't mean whatever you're doing is your business. But you got to be a woman to be empowered with womanhood, period, point blank. If you don't like me, that's all right. Because I'm doing this work for the right reason. The other thing that we are not is we don't bash other sisterhoods. We will identify, just as I just did, we will identify where misrepresentation may be and where we have to address it to ensure that people understand you're not going to get, you're going to feel fed after you deal with the sisterhood here. You're going to feel fed after woman empowerment. You are going to feel a sense of grace and femininity and why it's important. Just because you're strong in your womanhood, just because there's strength, just because you can identify with your masculine energy, it doesn't mean that you are not a woman. And we are not encouraging you not to be emotional, not to be feminine, not to be in tune with your intuition. We ain't doing none of that. Those are gifts. It's a blessing to be a woman. It's a blessing to be alive. And however the Creator brought you through in this vessel, celebrate that, because it's a blessing. It's a gift that you still breathe. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hear me now? That's a blessing if you can. So just know that what we are not is bashing. What we are not is in an illusion of trying to be in competition with anybody. You shouldn't have to compete with sisters. You shouldn't have to compete. The only competition you have is yourself. The only thing that there is worth is in, and that's to say, I'm going to be a better woman than I was yesterday. I'm going to be a better wife than I was yesterday. I'm going to be a better mother than I was yesterday. Compete in that way, like uplift yourself, you know what I'm saying, and get in tune with your Creator however you need to, all right? We are not here at Women Empowerment to boast. And, you know, we have sisters who are sisters in faith, who are sisters in work, who are sisters by blood. We have sisters, you know, sisterhood is a web. And all we're asking is that you show up committed to that mission and committed to being able to fall in your order and fall in the flow for us to be productive. There's no way that we can do it. You know, we have some incredible sisters that, as you will find out for the rest of the year, that are doing some amazing work that we should know about, we should support, we should celebrate, we should be cheerleading for. And as we are empowering ourselves, our homes will get better, our relationships will get better, our children will get better. All of these things will begin to, and I'm not saying that hardship doesn't come. I'm not saying that you're not going to be challenged. I'm not saying that you are not going to have to stand when it's uncomfortable in your womanhood. I'm not saying that the rearrangements go away because you decide to be empowered. I am saying have the courage and let's really see your strength by unconditioning yourself and being back in tune with what it means to have your divine femininity in alignment. There's nothing wrong with it. And you don't have to go, you don't have to, I promise, you don't have to have a picket sign. You don't have to have a T-shirt. You don't. It is so much more than that. It is so much more. And sometimes you have to honor that your womanhood is not going to get the applause all the time. And you have to honor that sometimes you are not going to hear thank you. You're not going to, the way that you just heard Lori and I celebrate each other, you're not going to always get that. You're not going to, and you got to be strong enough and empowered enough to still stand in your womanhood without those things. And that's the importance. That's the importance. And how can we empower? Let me read the mission to you one more again. How can we empower you to be able to stand in that alone? Because when you stand alone, you will attract the rest of us to come to you, right? It's the laws don't lie, like the laws of the universe just don't lie. Women Empowerment vows to empower women independent of compromising empowerment for others. Women Empowerment is dedicated to introducing, implementing, and institutionalizing the importance of divine femininity and the balance that it serves in healing our women, our relationships, our children, our communities, and our world. Institutions, our communities need institutions. We need to have a structure and an order and a code of conduct within our sisterhood. And for the most part, we do in our sisterhood. If you're a part of it, you know. And we don't have to go flashing it to everybody. And we don't need to do that. But you know that there is an order within the sisterhood, and we honor that. And the order isn't compromising to the power and the empowerment that every sister has individually. It's in the flow. It's in the flow of whatever we're contributing to and whatever we're doing. And for the sisters in Denver, I'm honored to call you sisters. I'm honored to be able to do work on the ground here in Denver. For the sisters in across the country, like Lori, like the Tiffany's, like the Genevieve's, like all of the sisters that I have across the country, I'm honored to be able to be in your network and be a resource, and you guys a resource for me. To the sisters across the globe who we have been able to establish that thanks to things like Blog Talk Radio, thanks to things like workshops and all of the things that we've been exposed to, we're honored to do this work, and we don't have to parade. We don't have to do any of those things. We're honored to be able to do the work with you in women empowerment. That is going to be the goal. We have some really dope developments that are going to be coming for the show, and even more things. I am Hila Asset Miriam Ali. I'm going to ask one more time if you are on the line, and you are, because there are so many people on the line. And I know you guys heard my Facebook chiming off. Everybody inboxing and commenting. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the love and support. I'm humbled. I'm just a vessel. I'm just being used. I get the message just as you get the message. So thank you for being in support. In December, it's going to be so beautiful because it will be 7 years. And seven is an important number. And to be on the air for 7 years and having the support that I've had, it's a blessing, and I'm humbled, and inshallah, I'm doing the work, and I'm pleasing the Creator, and I'm really helping people and being the vessel that I intend to be. Thank you for listening. Next week, Celeste Ma'at, you guys do not want to miss next week. Tell a friend to tell another friend. We have a group of people on the line, so let's bring, instead of bringing five people, why don't we bring six people? So tell six people, get them ready for next Tuesday, and let's get back to that network and bringing six people every show. Celeste is going to blow your mind with the Yoni work that she does. I can't wait to connect her with Sister Lori because I can't wait to just start connecting these dots. So I love you all. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Tell a friend to tell another friend, and then bring three of those friends with you next time. Next Tuesday, same time, same place. Celeste Ma'at is going to be our guest. Again, if you want to get involved with the code giveaways, please contact myself. You can find Don Blas. Go to my page and you'll see where I tagged him. And he's so cute. You can see all of those. You can see where you can contact him. Or you can contact myself if you want to get involved with the code giveaways, as well as Rags to Redemption, and as well as Daddy Daughter Dance. Thank you all for the love. Thank you all for the support. Go be a better woman than you were yesterday for the rest of the night. And then tomorrow, be a better woman than you were today. Thank you, sisters. Be well, be well, be well. You can visit me, HealerAssetMiriamAli.com. Peace and blessings.